Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the time is 11:06. The pet experts are in the building, and it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Pruse.
Welcome, pet keepers, to this week's edition of the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with my co-host and favorite pet friend, Rick Pruse. Welcome back to the studio, Rick.
Hey, Lee.
Hey, it's good to see you. Rick, we've got a really special show this week. We're going to talk with some folks about the upcoming 5K run or walk for the Humane Society coming up in Fitzgerald Park in Grand Ledge. Isn't that a great event?
There's a whole lot of exercising opportunity here, and mostly exercising our right to have an excellent pet community. And this is it.
Well, and absolutely, the amount of good that Humane Society does, most people in the public just don't even begin to understand it. But at the end of the day, they really take these funds and they make the community a better place, and they make families. They bring human beings together with great animals that need nothing but people to care for them and give them love.
Yeah, I think education is the first step towards having a better pet community. And there's nobody that's stepping up to the plate bigger than the Humane Society.
Well, and it's important for people to understand how to get involved with it. If you haven't gotten involved with it, the event is September 11th. And for anyone who's interested in getting involved with it and walking or running, you can do so. And the good news is, Rick, there's even if you can't get out on September 11th early enough in order to check in, there's an early bird check-in. Not my strength. So I would appreciate the fact.
Well, that just means you're going to be able to sleep in with your dog.
Yeah.
And you look up and say, I'm late, but oh, that's okay. I already checked in.
Well,
and who's how's that happening? Where would you go? Who's helping them out in that one?
Well, it's taking place on Tuesday, September 7th. You can go out to the Capital Area Humane Society between 11 and 1, or you can go to Playmakers in Okemos between 4
sure.
and 7 and turn everything in, register, get your T-shirt. So all you have to do is show up on September 11th with your family and your pooch, and you can start walking.
Well, as far as K runs, there's nobody bigger than Playmakers, so I'm sure that sounds like a perfect match between the two of them.
Absolutely. And Rick, in terms of Humane Society, one of the great things about them is they really have begun to take a major presence in our community and open themselves up to relationships with the public, with businesses, and really do a lot of good when it comes to raising their funds.
Yeah, I know this summer we were involved in their educational outreach, their camp that they have. I know that as the years go by, when I was a kid, and I think that maybe the Humane Society's mission was a little bit different than it is today. They grow, they prosper, they develop. I'm sure the core value was always there. But we were always in the pet store business, and that's evolved over the many, many years. And I feel quite confident in saying that it's a much more ethically responsible trade, especially for us and how we've groomed our business. Back then, you know, there were giant walls between the Humane Society and us. And over the years, especially now that we've been in kind of a progressive thinking thought process society here today and a very progressive thinking Humane Society, we're partners. They kind of include us when they have things that we are experts in, like reptile and exotic animal care. They've pulled us in there. If they need some advice or suggestions on just, you know, how to make their cause more successful, they've called upon me just for some advice, some ideas, some suggestions. And we certainly have been looking more and more towards them, more so at kind of solving the problems of our community of this overpopulation. You know, every person out there, including us, the person down the street, anybody that has an animal is part of the responsible mission. And so we're just as responsible as the neighbor down the street, and we're far more interested in getting involved than maybe the ones that are causing the trouble. So, you know, whatever we can do to kind of make those problems, educate the community and work with Humane Society, that's what we're here for. And it's really awesome to have them part of the community as well.
Rick, I know that this winter, I remember when you went out to Humane Society and saw some of the great improvements that they made out there, including the cat room, which you talked quite a bit about, and we did a show about. So obviously, when it comes to taking the money that gets raised in the community, the folks at the Humane Society are great stewards of the people's money that they give to them, which is a great thing. Well, on today's show, we're going to have an interview with the Director of Development from the Humane Society, and we're going to talk with some folks with some other businesses that are going to be doing some very interesting other things, agility and police dog training and other things that are going to be tied to the big 5K run and 1K walk out on Fitzgerald Park on September 11th, right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS. Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping.